And I said, I got three reads on it. And it's some of the same stuff we've talked about on here for a couple of weeks, where I'm on the fence. And he said, what's your third read? I said, my third read is Trump got played. He's getting played. And in the process, we're getting played. And he said, well, that's interesting. You might be getting warm. Played it, and how did he get played? I said, well, I take a step back and I look at all the financial schemes that I've investigated and everything I've learned about and the criminals I've sat with and talked to. Why did you? I always ask the criminals, why did you do it, man? This is fucking great scheme. Because they want to be told that they're smart, and some of these guys are smart. But I there's something in me that I like the bad guy. I want to know what makes the bad guy tick. I'm like, this is right. An awesome scheme. So I take all that, all these conversations, all the sit downs, and some of the guys that get out of jail, some of the guys I help put in jail, you get out of jail and I come across them. It's rare, but it's happened. And I say, you know, how do you see things differently? And they say, well, if I had to do it all over again, I wouldn't have done this, but I would have done this. It's like, because when they went away to prison, they were in crime school. You know, it wasn't like they get reformed, right? But I look at all these schemes. So I tell the guy today, this is one of the most incredible financial schemes I've ever witnessed. If it is, in fact, a financial scheme, and I'm leaning toward that this is a major play. And he said, oh, now we can talk. You gave me the right answer. So I was like, well, that's cool. That's cool. I passed the test, right? So, but I was being honest with him.
You got what was behind door number three. Good for you.
And he said, because you've been on the fence and it's time to get off the fence one way or another. The fence is no place to be right now. We need you in the game. You're either in the game or you're not. So that's kind of like my message this week. We got to get in the game, and we have to start understanding that there are bigger, nastier, nefarious things at play here than just some fucking mystery virus. This is bigger. It's much bigger. And you have to set your mind. You have to change your mindset to accept that. Accept that. And I know it's not easy to do with everything going on. But there are things and people at play here. And you're just a poker chip, man.
Mm-hmm. I don't doubt it for a second.
That's
whatever,
crazy.
Whatever it is, I don't doubt. It won't shock me at all.
Yeah, it might. It might.
No.
Although you have been very, you have been sour on it.
It won't. Listen, I've been following this stuff for a long time. A lot of these people, a lot of these players, the Gates people, the Clinton foundations, you know, I research. So I've been around for a long time. So when things finally bubble up, you know, a lot of people that you talk to, let's say this topic, maybe I would have had a conversation with someone 5 years ago. You know what you would get? Oh, you're crazy. You're crazy. Mandatory vaccines. Oh, you're crazy. That bullshit. You know, it's not that it's hidden. You have to go and find it. If you want to spend lots of time reading, just go to our own government website. Go read shit through the Department of Justice, the Department of State. Go look at some of the grants they give out, some of the contracts they get out. Go read DARPA stuff and IARPA. Go read that stuff. It's all very real. And it's tangible. You don't need a journalist. Go read it. So I'm going to bet you I won't be shocked.
I am. I freaked out a little bit, to be honest with you. I'm not just saying that. There's no reason for me to say that because I don't fucking give a shit about ratings or anything like that. And I don't know who's going to listen to it and how well it's going to play. I thought for years that I was some kind of a fucking, you can't think like this. You're always thinking negative. You can't always see. It's not everybody's playing an angle. Bullshit. Everything I ever thought was right on the money.
That's right. Everybody has an angle.
And I kick myself for thinking that you should look on the bright side of life, that all people aren't bad. Bullshit. These fucking people are bad.
Right.
They're bad. And And again, they play on that compassion as Americans, where we think, come on, not everybody's playing the Angels. How could these people be this bad? They have all the money in the world. That's not, that's how they get away
not
with it.
Not about the money.
That's how they right. get away it's with it. It's like hiding in plain sight, because we all think that look, doesn't make any sense. They have all the money. It's not about the money. Right.
You always have to look into where they're putting their money. Almost any search I've ever done on any of the major players, and you see the foundations that they give to.
They own everybody.
They own everybody.
Gates owns every fucking college with a lab, every university, right. all the scientists. Millions and billions he's been pumping into these places. He owns them. He could be right. running. I mean, he could be doing anything he wants in these places. They all sign NDAs.
Right.
They can't and say anything. And they're not going to go against this guy. They'll get crushed.
Right.
It's
I'll make it even more simplistic than that. Well, we'll take Gates out of it for now. But I don't know if I talked to you about Tom Steyer when he was running for president. Now, this is something I knew long before he was running for president. And you want to talk about the transformation of America and the indoctrination of the youth. And everybody said, oh, how did this happen? How did this happen? And when I say that it's a slow drip, well, his brother owns Common Sense Media. And Tom Steyer is on that board. But with Common Sense Media, it's Common Sense Education. And you go to those websites and you look at their foundation partners and their board of directors, and you start to see how this world is shaped. So if they can do it just in that entity, which is music, entertainment, and curriculum, imagine what these power players are doing in every other level with their money. All you have to do is go to these sites and look at the foundation partners, and you see how the world is being shaped. Their money is everywhere. All their money combined. There are slush funds. Like if you wanted to get a donor, let's say, it depends on what foundation you go to. But there's actually just slush fund donor trusts where everybody's money's in it. You could have Soros' money and you could have the Koch's money.
Well, Soros is into this shit up to his knees too, you know? And it goes back to what I was saying time and time again, and I know I've been saying on a smaller scale. If the DOJ and Treasury, like the IRS, CID, if they would have went after these guys a long time ago, Clinton Foundation, Gates, Bill Melinda Gates Foundation. These are criminal enterprises. If they would have went after them like they should have, these fucking guys would be locked up in jail and they'd have a lot harder time meddling in these international affairs and actually committing more crimes. And this is some heinous shit, right? But they didn't. You know why? They're bought and paid for. The Department of Justice is a private enterprise to protect people like this. When I talk about protection racket, this is it. They all get out. They all get greased. They all get good jobs. No one's going to jail. No one's going to jail. I said that.
No one.
And people think there's some kind of plan. Stop it. Fucking stop it. The plan is to poison your ass. That's the plan. Obviously.
There's the plan.
There's the plan is you're going to get poisoned and you might die because something went haywire in our plan. Their plan went off the rails. Something happened that they did not anticipate, and it went a little crazy. The byproduct of that is it reaches the White House, and they say, this is fucking insane. This is insane. We don't know what to do. What do you do when there's total panic, Maria? Let's say you're in a workplace. There's total panic. Lock it down.
Right.
Until we can figure it out. Lock it down. And that's where we're at. They locked it down. They want to figure out what's going on. They want to get this virus under control. It's definitely a virus. I don't think it has anything to do with coronavirus. Whatever. I don't see any dead animals. Is it coronavirus? Animals are supposed to die as a byproduct? Monkeys, birds. Where's the dead animals? I don't see any dead animals.
Well, again, why do we have postal workers and Amazon workers and grocery store cashiers working? Like, there is so much, like I said, you can't be half pregnant. Like, listen, I would have been on board with this right away if this was some, like, out of the gate, if this was Ebola, let's say.
Shut the whole thing down. It's only been, if you look at it, it's only been placed in key areas. That's why you know it's not organic. New York City, right. If you're going to do it, where are you going to hit? You're going to, in the United States, you're going to hit New York City. You're going to hit it hard.
Right.
Because that's the heartbeat. Nobody cares about LA. Right? I mean, think about it. Look at the numbers. You got 125 people dead in Mexico. What does that tell you? That they're fucking better? They have more antibodies than anybody else in you know, in the United States? No, this was placed in different places all throughout the world for a certain reason. And I think that's eventually, it's pretty basic when you look at the, I don't know. You're going to look at this through the prism of history and it's not going to be pretty. And you're at the ground fucking floor right here. This is entry level. The first time you're hearing this shit, I could tell you one thing. As history goes on, no matter what happens to me or True Pundit or whatever, Thomas Paine, this is it. This is the first time you're hearing this. It's going to be ugly what comes out. And you're going to see that. At least I'm seeing whatever I thought was good about these big people with these big, massive philanthropists and their fucking charities. These people are criminals. They're fucking criminals, and they will smoke you and your family to get whatever they want if it means furthering their goal of saving the world. You know, you have to break some eggs to make an omelet, and we're the eggs.
Absolutely. You are 100% spot on.
Scary shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen a lot. I've seen a lot of stuff, and I don't like where this is going, man. I don't like where it's going. I don't.
Well, don't run it. You know what you have to do, and not run out into traffic with it until you weigh it. You got to weigh everything, and you know.
There's a lot more stuff to verify, but I have to tell you that it's alarming. I got a puzzle piece 3 weeks ago, and it was bothering me. I knew these guys wouldn't give me a bum steer because they've been so solid. But they didn't have the other puzzle piece, and I got the other puzzle piece today. See, if they had the other puzzle piece, they would have given it to me. This isn't like I'm playing Clue and fucking Colonel Mustard is in the, you know, he's got the pipe somewhere. This is like different people know different things in the federal system. Not everybody works in, especially the FBI. The FBI works a case. They're different. There could be five or six different teams working one case, and nobody knows what the other team is up to. You know what I mean? They got somebody doing surveillance. The FBI is compartmentalized like that, not like DEA. DEA has a case. If I'm the lead agent on a case, I know everything. I'm running my case. I know everything that's going on. FBI has that too. But if I'm the lead case agent on an FBI case, I don't know what's going on with surveillance until I get a report. I don't know what's going on with Title III or wiretaps until I get a report, right? And then I don't have my pulse on what's going on. So a lot of these guys in the federal system, they don't have a pulse. They just know their own piece. So when you can get a number of different people giving you the different pieces, that's when things start to add up. And it's a little bit frightening, so... I hope I didn't freak you out today. I mean, I know we weren't supposed to talk about it. We were supposed to talk about things in a more general sense, but I'm deciding to ramp it up because, fuck it, I've been on the fence, and the stuff I learned today, the guy said, get off the fence.
Well, he can't be pushing you off the fence, like you said, to where you wind up in a moat. You know, you have to structure things.
Nah, but I think, like,
carefully.
I think, like, even today, the stuff we're talking about is setting the stage that this is something much bigger. And this isn't some random event that happened. This is bigger.
I have another question.
Yeah.
Is there a way for you to start slow dripping out open sourceable information like patents or documents or things that can be obtained that are already open sourced information?
Yeah, I there's probably a lot of stuff we can do. I have to take a look at it and see what we can do. And
I'll be happy to help you. If you tell me, you know, what directions or who you want me to dig up, I'll be happy to help.
The question is, like we said, is it going to fucking matter?
Well, I think if some of your articles are written that these are slow drips, it kind of might start to wake people up to that, you know, critical thinking that has been turned off. And so whenever you're ready to totally be off the fence, you will have already laid the groundwork.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to do that now.
Information.
The other thing is, too, a slow drip can be particularly dangerous to me, right? Because, like, hey, this prick hasn't turned on the spigot yet. Let's get him one way or another. So it's like sometimes you just sit back and you say, you're just going to get it all. You're going to get the whole bucket dumped over your head. Remember the ice bucket challenge? You might be in for these
pricks might
be in for an ice bucket challenge. Boom, there you go. And then we'll build on it from there. But once the cat's out of the bag, you know, we have to play it out. And I'm thinking about this on the fly, too, so people can understand. This is how
raw. It's how the sausage is made.
Yeah, this is raw intel, right? But I'm dropping this. This isn't the Hallmark Channel. This stuff isn't random. The things that are going on are not random. Now, some people might not be guilty of, you know, participating in a scheme like this, and they're just kind of reacting, like I'm talking about pharmaceutical companies and things like that, right?
Right.
Not everybody's the boogeyman.
Right.
There are people looking for there's people in the administration that you can tell are genuinely trying to come up with solutions, right? And then there are guys that you watch on TV every night that are saying, that you scratch your head and say, something's off with this guy. Why does he keep fighting? What does he keep fighting about?
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to tell you off air somebody I want you to focus on that I don't trust. But I'll tell you that off air because it might be another corner you can poke your nose in.
We'll wrap it up here. I freaked everybody out enough and we'll we'll wrap it up here. I mean, I, you know, this is uncharted, man. Uncharted. I don't know what the fuck it is, but it's crazy. So I'm just talking to you and to people out there, just like I would anybody if we were hanging out and shooting shit. Right. And
right.
And there's much bigger fish at play than we could have ever imagined. And it's concerning,
which
to say the
sense,
least.
Which does make sense of the whole situation, because none of us made sense of the situation. So it had to be just on a common sense level. It had to be something more, because we don't react this way to flu bugs on steroids. And it's, we just don't react this way. This country has never, ever reacted this way. And Donald Trump certainly would not have kicked the leg out from the economy that he built.
He didn't have a choice on this.
But that's what I'm saying.
It finally
always had to be something more.
I finally see things through his prism that there was no choice. He did the right thing. He's not going to take out
his own economy for shits and giggles.
He did the right thing on this, shutting things down, I think, given the information that he had. And Jesus, if he didn't, I don't even know how many people would be dead. But
right.
So we're dealing with crazy issues here, but these are crazy times, folks, you know. And listen, I appreciate you being on the phone and talking this shit out. I don't know how long we've been on here. Let me look. Like 2 hours or something? I don't know. Felt like I've been talking to you for 20 minutes.
But it's not unusual. On air, yeah. Off air, that's not unusual. We can pretty much go marathon.
But this stuff is crazy. It's crazy, and it's going to continue to get crazy. And if it doesn't come from me, hopefully somebody else will step in and talk about it. But I don't think we're going to like where this guy. I know we're not going to like it. I'm not trying to be nice anymore. Yeah.
Nope.
Well, the question is whether they shut my ass down. That's another question.
Well, yeah. It's always an honor to have you bounce things off of me and talk things out. And I'm sure we're going to talk off air.
Well, we'll do it again. And I appreciate your pulse on what's going on the street. You know, the street is very important to me. I like the real people. I like the real vibe of what's happening out there, the heartbeat of the country, and not all this cocktail circuit bullshit. So, and I think people probably got a hell of an eye opener today, both with what you were saying and then how I was augmenting it. And I don't know what else to say.
Well, thank you. Thanks for the time.
Thank
you. And no, you'll be getting more phone calls from people, and this will, as it develops, and you know, you'll know what the right thing to do is and when.
Well, we'll see how it plays out. I
look forward to tonight's show. Will you be discussing any of this on the show?
Some of it, yeah. I'll talk about some of it on patreon.com/truepundit. I think it's time. Probably. Yeah, I'm here for a reason. Maybe this is it. I don't know.
Well, no, definitely for a reason. Like you said, there are certain people drawn to shows like that. Like I told you, I've not watched television in years. I don't watch cable, anything. All my information comes from all different Patreon, YouTube shows, and you know who you start to trust, because I can watch somebody for a while and go, yeah, I'm done. I don't like how you're packaging this to me. I don't like how you're selling it, which is always fun because down the line you kind of find out who's pulling their strings because they get their little talking points. And once you know who to check in with, and I'm talking even print publications, you may see five different print publications and think they're all separate. They are not.
Yeah.
There are little clues that let you know that there is somebody behind these five publications because the message is the same. The hashtags that they start trending or the sayings they start saying, you could start to see who's in everybody's camp. But that's what I do for fun is study these people. And that's how I have a pulse on what's really going on out there. You know, I'm going to keep it up. So tonight I will be watching your show.
Yeah,
it's my pleasure.
I don't think I said the full link. Patreon.com/truepundit. There's a lot of stuff on there. More pain show I do with Jason. I have to apologize to you too. You're talking to me and I have 1,000 yard stare going on here. Right. I'm not here. I'm somewhere else. And I apologize. I'm not as sharp as I usually am. And I'm not being as attentive as to what you say because I'm just not myself. So
that's fine.
I apologize.
You don't have to apologize to me. Go splash some cold water on your face. Refresh yourself for tonight's show.
I'm going to do what I used to do as a kid. I'm just going to go outside. My wife's going to think I'm nuts. I'm going to turn on the hose and I'm going to drink from the hose. That's when we were hot and, you know, freaked out, yep. We'd just go get a drink from the hose.
So get some hose water, wet your head, you know, shake it off.
Oh, man. All right. So hang in there and thanks for the time. We'll talk again.
You got it anytime.
All right. I'll see you.
Bye.
Take care. So that's, well, thanks to Maria Albanese again. She got a front row seat today to some called Raw Intel. Things are moving so fast now. I didn't even have time to, between really phone calls and stuff to digest what was going on. So she kind of got first take on it. And I guess you guys did too, but at this point, people have to know what's going on. And I'm curious to see how this plays out, what else other information comes in and how we can get this out to people without putting ourselves in danger. I know this sounds crazy, but these are things like you have to think about. I can guarantee you one thing. There's other journalists in the country that don't have to worry about this stuff. They're bought and paid for, right? They don't have these dilemmas. What can I say? What can I say? I put myself in a bad situation. They're bought and paid for. you get front row seat. Some of the things I have to go through, some of the things I have to think about on a regular basis, we have to think about. Some stories were, be honest with you, we couldn't even do. They were too crazy, and they've all come true. We sat back. We said, we can't even do that story. It's too outlandish. And sure as shit, a year later, it comes true. And then so I use that as benchmarks for situations like this. Would we have been wrong about anything since we started? No. Even the stuff we didn't do was right. These are crazy times, man. People say, hey, too negative, Moore. I can't listen to you. I don't know what to tell you. I can't be... I can't be fake. I can't sell out. No matter what happens, people need to know these things. We appreciate it, man. We appreciate the people checking us out and supporting us and keeping the lights on. And everything you see here and hear here is because of the folks on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. And we wouldn't be here without their support. Now, ads, we make a couple bucks on ads on the podcast, but I think they're clamping down on conservatives. I really do, from what I've seen in the last couple months. And look, we're used to that from True Pundit. We used to get all upset. This is bullshit. This isn't fair. Why are they picking up? Well, life isn't fair, folks. You need to hear that from me? Did you just find that out in the last year, perhaps? If you didn't know that before, you know it now. So we don't complain. We just keep motoring ahead, right? And that's all you can do. And there's life lessons in that as well. Somebody puts an obstacle in front of you. You can go through them. You can go around them. You can go under them. You can circumvent them any way you can. And one of the ways we circumvent that type of censorship and meddling with our growth is directly on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. People reach into their own pockets and they support us. And what do they get in return? Well, let's go over it. Video podcast of Pain in the Morning, which I'm told is much more interesting than the audio version for obvious reasons. Pain After Dark. That's Saturday nights. That's when we roll out special interviews, etc. Last week we had a Bobby Kennedy Jr. And this week we have something really good. Something that will build on this last story we just read about students and education, etc. Anyway, it was a good interview, and I'm looking forward to rolling that out tomorrow. We have a lot of different things. We have a hot wire level for people. Jump in there. That gets crazy. The intel flying on there gets crazy. You have the banter and the intelligence that's exchanged between members of the community. Fantastic members of the community. I mean, you hear from them. I play their calls, right? Any of their calls. Fantastic people. And we cater to smart people. It's not something that is intentional. I think it just happened. And our audience is very bright. And you can tell that. And when you look at how they interact, how they share information, how they feed off each other to learn and to teach each other, it's fantastic. So that's what we got going on. Patreon.com/truepundit, subscribestar.com/truepundit. And we wouldn't be here without them. So if you've been on the fence, jump in. It's the only way that we're going to grow. That and also share these shows with folks you care about. Also, you get the ad-free versions, the long versions. If the show is 2 hours, 2.5 hours, it's all one show and no ads on the platforms, as opposed to the regular podcast. And right now we started chopping up episodes because they're long, etc. So a lot of different things. And we appreciate it. We got a lot of things planned too. We plan on growing. We're still babies at this, still rookies in a sense, but having a good time. And I think we're doing good things, and the message is getting out. And we appreciate it more than you will ever know, especially the folks on those platforms. Jump in. We're only looking for a couple smart people a day. Is that you? Is that you? That's a question you have to ask yourself. Do you want to get brighter? Only you can answer that. Take care and God bless you.
Still feel 25 most of the time. I still raise a little cane with the boys. Honky tonks and pretty women, Lord, I'm still right there with them, singing above the crowd and the noise. Sometimes I feel Jesse James, still trying to make a name, knowing nothing's gonna change what I am. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song, and I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone. Well, the truth about a mirror is that a damned old mirror don't really tell the whole truth. It don't show what's deep inside or read between the lines, and it's really no reflection of my youth. Sometimes I feel Jesse James, still trying to make a name, knowing nothing's gonna change what I am. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song. I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song, and I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone. I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone.